Welcome. You're listening to the Empath Intuitive Heart-Driven Podcast with Megan Jean. Here we explore the realm of energy, intuition, and feelings. We learn how to navigate our path, feel empowered to be who we are, expand our intuition, and connect peacefully to our purpose. If you've ever been called sensitive, if you've ever struggled with the fact that you don't do normal, or you're craving the support to tap into your soul and step out into the world as your true self, then this healing and expansive podcast is for you. Hello, hello. Oh my goodness. Today's podcast topic, I do not know what took me so long to even think about talking about one of my favorite topics, which is angels. And I'm so proud that today's episode is all about not only a rundown of angels, but these energies, these high vibrational beings, these omnipresent beings, which I will explain in the podcast, they are always ready, raring to help us. And I think when we ask for help, when we ask for assistance, quite often we reserve that for those moments where we really, really need help. We're in a bit of trouble or feeling terrible or something bad's going on. But today's episode is actually highlighting my top 9 archangels. I didn't mean for it to be like 9, but it just happens to be 9 that I'm quite privy to calling on. These 9 archangels that are fabulous to help us with just everyday stuff. So keep listening, because we're going to talk about angel energy and how these archangels are ready to help you with everything from finding your keys to fixing your computer issues to making you feel good physically, emotionally, getting rid of negative thoughts, and all that is in between. These are my personal archangel teams that, I quite regularly call them in. So with this information, hopefully you too will be able to think of them, call them in for help when you need assistance too. It's a really cool episode, so please enjoy. So, this podcast topic dropped in not even that long ago, and I thought, why on earth have I not spoken about angels on my podcast up until now? For me, angels, working with angels, bringing angels into my everyday situations of my life, it is just a given. In fact, my first ever oracle deck that I bought was Messages from Your Angels by Doreen Virtue many, many years ago. And it was just something that I was drawn to, that I absolutely loved. Just this concept of angels, this belief in angels, and it plunged me down this rabbit hole, so much so that it's just so a part of my life that I didn't even think about it until this moment, thinking, Megan, you need to talk about this, because I know that if you're listening to this, you will absolutely love what's to come. So today's podcast, yes, it is about everyday energy that you can obtain and work with from the archangels that are all around us. So it's a little bit of a personal type of representation of angels. You may have lots of knowledge about angels. You may have no knowledge about angels. But my intention for today's podcast is just to discuss how I actually bring their energy into very simple, everyday tasks and conundrums and things that I need help with. Who are the best ones to call on for what? And I'm not playing favorites, okay, guys, because you probably go, oh my gosh, she's forgotten this one, she's forgotten that one. This isn't really an episode where I'm going to go through every single archangel that's out there. However, I'm just going to do a little shout out and a highlight to those beautiful archangel beings that I personally think of, call in and work with all the time, and give you a little bit of an explanation about who and why. So hopefully you find this helpful. Now, angels. I mean, if you consider, if you subscribe to the fact that we are all one, we are all the products of the rhythm and the beat of the same drum, then of course, everyone's souls, and including angels and other beings and galactic beings and, you know, high to low. Is there a hierarchy? So we're told, yes. But every little fragment, every little thing, everything coming from one. There is a certain knowing that angels, there are many different divisions, 7 to 9, maybe. And I've done all my studies on this, you know, I've read books about it, but, you know, I'm not going to quote all those nitty gritty facts and figures. I personally adore the work of Radley Valentine. So first and foremost, if you want to plunge yourself into the everything about angels, go and search for Radley Valentine. If you want to plunge yourself into everything about angels, go and search the works of Kyle Gray. In fact, he has a fabulous book called Angels, which is one of those sort of Hay House basics books. And he has got many a thing about angels as well. I actually sell angel numbers in my online shop at megajean.com. You can check it out there by Kyle Gray. I have got angel prayers. I've got a stack of his oracle cards in there, as well as Radley Valentine, many of his books, and his angel tarot decks and the big book of angel tarot. So if you need some resources, you can find them there or anywhere. But the hierarchy of angels really is, you know, sort of comes right down to where archangels comes into our life. Now, we definitely have our own team, our own, you know, support team, our astral team, as I call them. We have our guides, our spirit guides, our own angels. You know, our spiritual team can be made up of many, many different types of beings, you know, so angels can come into the mix. So can everything else, galactic beings, people that have lived, you know, lives on Earth before, ancestors, loved ones, nature spirits. I actually do sell a fabulous book called 7 Different Types of Spirit Guide by author Yamil Yamunya. And that has got some amazing information about the different types of guides that we have. So, where do archangels fit into the mix? Because they're probably the ones that get a little bit more credit and a little bit more press time. And the thing is that archangels, they are here to work with us. To work with us as beings, to work with the earth. I'm sure they would likely work all over the place, all over the universe as well. They are energies. We may, in our human mind, want to see them as human looking and in human form. And I really do believe that any type of being will present itself in the way that you need to see it. So some people will see maybe archangels in the physical form. Some will see them as colors. Some will feel them as a different type of energy or frequency. But however you feel them, see them, experience them, doesn't really matter. Because do know that if you want to work with an archangel, they have an omnipresent energy. I think it sort of comes down to that thought that, oh, geez, if I was to say, hey, can you come and help me? Oh, no, I don't want to pull them away from somebody else that needs them more. But you know what? They can be in many different places, many different times. You know, there's that they can help anyone or anything simultaneously. So you never have to worry about calling on your team, archangels, any beings that you need at any time. That's one comforting thing to know about angels, archangels, and our team anyways. They want to help us, in fact. But this is a very important point that I'm touching on here. The point of you gotta ask. Hey? We have a beautiful, beautiful gift that is given to us as human beings, as beings of earth when we incarnate. And that is that we get to do this earth, this existence, this lifetime, this whatever this is, earth school, as one of my mentors, Kasia Burke, refers to it. We get to do this earth school our way. And nothing gets to stand in the way of us doing it our way. So there is a rule when it comes to etheric help. You have to ask for it. You have to. You have to be open for it, open to call it in. And ask for it. And probably because the energy of gratitude is so high vibe, you've got to realize these are high vibe beings. So for us to even get on the phone to communicate with them, you know, there's a direct line to them always. But the higher your vibe, the better the connection. So gratitude is a way to not only thank these beings for their help, but also to stay in that vibration, that high vibration of gratitude. And it just, you know, what comes first, the chicken or the egg, you know? I'm grateful, great things happen, I get the help, then I'm grateful, then more things happen, then I get the help, and I'm grateful. Ah. So no matter what happens, always just when we ask for help and we're saying thank you, you know, I often myself, I call in my guides or I call in my archangel help by already starting out that statement, whether I say it in my mind or whether I say it out loud. Thank you, angels, for helping me with X, Y, and Z. You know, I'm already thanking them for whatever it is that I need help with. So, if I want to say I'm killing two birds with one stone, that's not very angelic, is it? But you know what I mean. I'm doing all the things necessary. So gratitude, and asking for help. I promise you, that is the way to teleport that energy into your aura, into your stratosphere, into your project, into your, you know, the place that you're in or whatever, immediately. So, being that this is Everyday Angels, I thought it would be good to, do a little bit of a highlight on those that I pretty much call upon all the time. So I am thanking them right now, right here, right now, but also in that moment that you are listening to this, for being there for us, for you right now, coming in. We'll call them in. We'll say, you know, come in and say hi. And like I said before, I'm not discriminating against any. I've just got, how many is it? 9, I think. I've got about 9 of them here that I just wanted to highlight because, as I said, I call them in all the time. Okay. So this first one, I'm not being disrespectful, but I sort of feel like he's my homeboy. And I know he's been around me personally, always. And I feel like he is someone that probably, and I say someone, you know what I'm talking about. We'll talk about them as people, but we're talking about archangels as energy, this energy. That's a good point, actually. Some archangels are depicted as masculine. Some are depicted as feminine. And some, there's a bit of blurred lines. They're seen as in texts, as texts, texts, as female here and male there. So if you know things to be different, don't worry. You know, I may say she, I may say he. You may go, wait, I thought they were the opposite. It doesn't really matter. They are energies, yeah? They don't want you to be stuck in the nitty-gritty. But this guy, Archangel Michael, oh my goodness. I just know I'm going to be feeling all the feels talking about all of these gorgeous, gorgeous energies today. Archangel Michael, if you do happen to see Archangel Michael, he is the color of blue. And it's probably got a lot to do with his blue sword of light that he wields to chop through anything. He is an angel of strength, of protection. And he is the one, no matter where, when, whatever, if you are feeling, you know, scared, if you feel like you need protection, he is honestly like one of the number one beings that I work with, that I call in to help me from everything. Now, as we know, being an empath, you know, you are sensitive to energies around you. So Michael and I, thank you so much. We work together a lot. And you can call him in too. If you are anywhere where you need your energy protected, he can come in. Thank you, Archangel Michael, for forming a beautiful shield around me. It may be in the form of a bubble. You may even say, look, Michael, we need to up the ante today. Can you put a big steel energetic shield around me? Because I really need that protection. If I'm lying in bed and I feel like I'm hearing every creak that's going on in my house, which is happening a lot to me lately, I feel like a child again. Sort of got my head under the blankets. You can call in Archangel Michael. I envision him. I say, thank you for coming in, protecting my house. I mean, it depends on depends on how scared I am, right? But you can say, you know, Archangel Michael, please put a big protective dome around my whole house. Please patrol my house today. He is also really good, not just protecting, but cleaning out, you know, negative energies as well. So back when I used to have my business, there were days where I'd go, Archangel Michael, thank you so much. Can you please go to my business right now? You could do this, you know, your place of work or wherever you're going, your family, relative's house or whatever. And I would say, Archangel Michael, can you go and do an energetic vacuum of the premise, of the place, of my business, of my shop, and just go there. So when I get there, the place is nice and clean energetically. And he does it. You can even say, if that's the case, you know, Archangel Michael, can you please stand by the door today so that anyone that comes in, they are cleansed, they are clean, they are high vibe, you know, and he will do it. Now, there is interesting that I bring that up. I feel called to tell you. This is just what I know. But, you know, if we are asking beings or angels to work on, you know, someone else's behalf, again, you've got to remember they have free will too. So if I was, you know, sort of thinking that, like maybe it's, I want my children to be protected, or yeah, I want every client that walks into my shop today to be cleansed. Free will. So I would say something along the lines of, you know, Archangel Michael, you know, and by the grace of spirit, the grace of God, grace of creator, you know, whatever, by the grace of spirit, will say, for the person's highest good, can you please, you know, do an energetic cleanse of everyone that walks through the door today? And that kind of means that it's not against their free will, but if it is for their highest good and, you know, sending grace, you're sending a good thing. If it is meant to be, it is meant to be. You've done all you can. You know, if you want your children to be protected at school, you know, by the grace of spirit, you know, Archangel Michael, please go and protect my kiddies today for their highest good. Bring in that energy for their highest good. And it is done. It is done. It is done. It is done. So, Archangel Michael, there to protect. I've even been known to ask him to protect not only me in a space, like when I remember once I was feeling really gross and almost physically not well being at a supermarket once. You know, it was around those COVID times and, oh, you know, everyone was starting to get really cheesed off and social distancing. I think I've talked about this in the podcast before. And I asked Archangel Michael, can you please come and clear this space and protect me half an hour ago? And I just immediately felt that shift, because there is no time, there is no space in the spirit world. Remember that. So you don't even have to ask them in this moment. You can ask them to bring in healing and protection and love even in past events and in the future and in the present. So that's often something I do when I go, oh gosh, I don't like how I'm feeling right now. I need them to make me feel good now, but also good before. So by now I'm feeling good. I don't have to wait. And Archangel Michael is just brilliant at protecting us and clearing negative energy. With his sword of light, you can request that he does an energetic clearing of you, that he uses that sword of light to cut through any energetic cords that are attached to you. So as empaths, oh my goodness, he is fabulous. At the end of the day, just call him in and ask him to chop away, chop, 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 any energetic cords that you have. And then after I do that normally with Archangel Michael, I'll call back my energy and you feel great. But just quickly, last points on Archangel Michael. Did you know that he is also really good to help you with your life's purpose and your future plans? So it may be a conversation that you have, calling him in to help you with, what is my life's purpose? Please help me. Help me find what it is that I'm looking for. He will help you with that. And also, this is a total, total everyday thing, an Archangel Michael hack. I'm not being disrespectful. I hope you he would love it, that. He's really good with tech stuff. With computers, with, you know, all your phones and your gizmos, especially when they're going a bit blah. So I have been known to, you know, the computer's not working, the printer's not working, things aren't working. And I will ask, Archangel Michael, thank you so much. Can you please come in and help me with these tech problems? And, you know, just as good as a bang on the system works, things start to work. He's really good at that. So that is a very definite everyday reason to call in Archangel Michael to help you when your tech stuff is going wrong. They have got very cool other things going on. So thank you, Archangel Michael. Another archangel that I call in very regularly is Archangel Raphael. He's an emerald color. Now, I particularly work a lot with Archangel Raphael because he is the angel of healing, of physical healing. I mean, they all help heal us in all the different facets. But when there is physical healing to be done, that's why he's the archangel of doctors and, you know, medical staff. What is it called? Caduceus? Oh God, I could be sounding like an absolute idiot there. But that particular symbol that you see on ambulances and in hospitals and in many different medical paraphernalia with the sword and the, is it the snakes that are going up? It looks like a little DNA strand, yeah? That symbol. That is his symbol. That is his symbol, Archangel Raphael. So he is there to help you with healing. So an everyday call in, Archangel Raphael, thank you so much for healing my body. Thank you so much for coming and helping me get rid of this headache. Thank you for helping me heal this, you know, sick feeling. Thank you for helping me with my gut health, with my everything health, you know, getting more sleep and having a deeply restful sleep where I will heal. Thank you for healing me overnight. Or even imagining if you are sort of lying down, you're not feeling well, that he's performing a healing right by your side. Imagine green energy filling your body. Archangel Raphael is brilliant. He is a brilliant healer. He is an energy to work with if you, in fact, are a healer and you are working with others to do healing amongst other angels. So we thank him for that, but also Archangel Raphael is known to help us with love, with relationships, looking for the love of your life, helping you out with loving issues, maybe a few, you know, relationship problems going on. So you can also call on Archangel Raphael when you are feeling like you need a bit of help with anything love related. And isn't it funny how his emerald energy is also linked to the emerald colored energy that we have in literally in our heart chakras? So there is a link. Love it. So I do call on Archangel Raphael a lot, particularly when I'm feeling unwell, but also if you are feeling good, call in his healing energy, his vitality that he can bestow upon your body, especially on those days where you're like, I need to feel good today. I feel good. I'm thankful for that. Let's keep it going. So thank you, Archangel Raphael. Archangel Gabriel is a really awesome angel. She is sometimes depicted as a he though. So depends on where you're thinking about it. I don't think it really matters. More of a copper energy that comes through with he, her. Now, Gabriel's a bit famous, known as the archangel that came to announce that Master Jesus, the ascended master, was on the way, you know. So quite often this is an angel that can be associated with, an archangel that is associated with fertility, but also messages. So call on Archangel Gabriel for sure if it is the area of fertility that you are wanting to work on in your life, but also messages, communication. For me, an everyday thing, because, you know, I've had my kids, but I was working with Gabriel a lot back then. When you are going to speak, I mean, even now in this podcast, thank you, Archangel Gabriel, for helping me speak right now and get the message through clearly. If you need to do speaking, if you've got to do something for work, if you've got to have a conversation with someone, call in Archangel Gabriel Help me, Archangel Gabrielle. Thank you for helping me to get this message through in a really great way where everyone is happy and everyone understands, you know? So even if there is a bit of conflict going, maybe you want to call in a team together. Hey, Archangel Michael and Archangel Gabrielle, please come in. Let's remove any negative energy and just help me with the way that this situation turns out and how I communicate, how they communicate. You know, you can come up with the most beautiful energetic combination. They will be happy to work together with you. And Archangel Gabrielle is very good with the energy of action. So it's not just about the message and it's not just about the communication. It is also the action of things. So when you are feeling like you're in a slump, when you are feeling the procrastination vibes, call her in and let's get going. Let's work on this project together, Archangel Gabrielle. If you write things, if you're a writer, let her come in and give you the messages that you need to say and also, you know, get going with that writing. Now, the next archangel that I work with every so often, we'll call him in, is Archangel Uriel. I know that this beautiful yellow energy of Uriel, he's really big on joy and enlightenment. Think energy, think ideas, epiphanies. Like when you are trying to think something out and you need that energy to come on in, ask Uriel to help you to bring in that big idea. When you know there's something missing, ask Uriel to help you. The other thing about Uriel, though, is that he is the angel to help you with healing the emotional side of things. So where Raphael is great for physical healing, if you have some emotional turmoil to work through, Uriel is going to help you with the emotional side of things. So even if you are asking him, not even to help you now, but in the past, he would be more than happy to come in and help you to patch up and heal anything that needs the emotional healing. So this yellow energy, I know that Radley Valentine, he says that Uriel is kind of a bit, I imagine he's a bit like Archangel Michael to me, around, and he gets like lots and lots of, energy from him. He's, if you talk about angels and you bring up Uriel, he's like, oh my gosh, everything just explodes in yellow. Like there's a real connection. I love that. And yes, just joy and ideas. Who doesn't love being in that energy of anything is possible? So I always do get excited with Uriel. I work with Archangel Ariel a lot too. Now, Archangel Ariel can be a beautiful angel ready to work with you for a number of reasons. She is normally like a pale pink color that comes through, a pale pink energy. Now, fabulous. She is known as an angel that helps for nature. Feels like we need a lot of that, you know, Archangel Ariel helping a lot of our world looters at the moment when it comes to the health and the longevity of our planet. She is there to work with nature. She is there to work with animals as well. So all of our furry friends, scaly friends, fishy friends, any animals, there is no discrimination. Bugs, birds, whatever you want to call it. She is there to help. So if you need help for your pets on an everyday basis, call her in. If you feel like your pet's at home and they are lonely, you say, Archangel Ariel, by the grace of spirit, please go and help my pet. I'm sure it is for their highest good. She will be there for them, healing them. But she is also, if that's not awesome enough, the archangel of manifestation, abundance, and helping us with our material needs. So if you ever feel like you need help in that department with manifesting, with bringing in those things that you need, with money, with objects and bits and pieces that are going to make your life better, ask her for help. That's why I know that she's normally depicted like in one of the tarot decks that I have. She's like the Pentacles suit, which is, you know, the suit of coins, the suit of money. And I think, of course she is, because she is for manifestation, for abundance, for material needs. So any of your material needs, you ask her and she will be there to help you find the solutions, bring in that positivity, raise that vibe. Now, a few more, because I find these particular archangels are definitely those that I call on regularly. The first one is Jophiel, Archangel Jophiel, another feminine energy. Rather than pale pink, she's more like a dark pink, like a fuchsia pink. And the reason I love working with Archangel Jophiel is because she is, well, when you know they say she's the beauty of God, she is that optimistic energy. She is able to bring in the beauty into any situation. So I particularly love to work with her when you feel low, when you really can't see the good in something, when there's just a lot of negativity, a lot of negative thoughts going on. You know, if you're viewing a situation going, oh God, you know, it's going to be crap. And well, no, bring in Archangel Jophiel and say, Archangel Jophiel, please help me see the beauty. Please help me to bring in the beauty in this situation. She may even be there to help you when you're making decisions for renovations or upgrades that are occurring. Ask her to help you with those decisions to bring in the beauty, the luxury, the loveliness. Bring in that beautiful vision. Bring in those beautiful thoughts. You know, we need that. We need to know that there is an energy, an entity out there that can raise us from a bit of negativity up to the good. So that is why I love Archangel Jophiel, because she's so good. And you'll feel it. You'll feel like, I thought everything was crap before and maybe now it's not so bad. So I love her. Oh, my next one. Archangel Shamuel, spelled with a CH, but Shamuel. Archangel Shamuel, I love, love, love his energy and his help, because with his pale green energy, he can see everything. So on an everyday basis, and I feel like I almost call on him every day, I will always say, Archangel Shamuel, can you please help me find my keys or whatever. When you've lost something, Archangel Shamuel, please help me find X, Y, and Z. That's probably why I'm always working with him. He helps us find what we're looking for. And it's not just day-to-day things, but he can also be the one that's out there helping look for that great new job for you. Look for that great new partner for you and help you find them. So you can call him in to help you find what it is that you're looking for, from the big to the small. And I remember this one time I was looking for something. I can't remember what it was. And I just thought, and it was probably one of the first times actually that I called him in specifically to ask, you know, can you help me find? And I thought this thought, and then it was like, yeah, a bit of that possessed feeling. Like I just got up and I walked to a spot that, no idea why, opened up something, and there it was. And I was like, oh my gosh, that it was like so amazingly freaky. that I've always asked him to help me find things ever since. And if things go missing, I always trust that it will pop up at the precise right time, right? So sometimes it happens instantaneously because I'm meant to find it. Sometimes it takes a bit of time. But I cannot tell you one time where I haven't asked Archangel Shamuel to help me find something and it hasn't shown up. If not straight away, it's come at the right time. It's come eventually. So that is a very wonderful energy. Thank you so much, Archangel Shamuel. I have to give him a shout out because I lose a lot of things. Now, just a couple more. These are my favorite go-tos every day. Metatron. Have you ever heard of Archangel Metatron? I feel from an empath's perspective, Metatron is the angel that is there, not only for the young ones, so one to help our little ones through whatever it is, their little feels, little life, but he is also there for the sensitive ones. He really is a gorgeous angel to work with, especially if you identify as sensitive, especially if you identify as an empath, because he has a way of calming our nerves, giving us what we need, just energetically injecting whatever it is we need to feel safe, steady, comfortable, you know, all the things. But just because he is good at calming and being there for the littlies and being there for the sensitive ones doesn't mean that he can't pack a big energetic charge into our day as well. So if you're ever feeling flat or tired, I know we were talking about that in ways with a few of the other angels, you know, like Gabrielle's really good for action and all of that. But yeah, Metatron is great to give you a burst of energy. So if you are feeling flat, Archangel Metatron, please come to me and help me with my energy levels. Give me a bit of a packing punch of energy, please, energetically. And this is one of my everyday hacks because, yeah, let's just be honest. This is a little bit how I am. He bends time. So how does that work? I don't know. I do not know, peeps. But if I am running late, which happens a lot, I am constantly saying, Archangel Metatron, please bend time. Please help me to get there on time. I don't know. I don't know how this works, but for some reason, it's like, you know when you're running late and you're just like, these seconds and minutes are going by at lightning speed, what the hell? It's almost like the opposite happens and you sort of look and go, oh, have I gotten this far in 2 minutes? I don't get it. Maybe the lights are all green or I don't know, but there have been times where I'm like, physically, I cannot be there on time. And then for some reason I have. And I promise you it's not because I like sped my way there and broke the law or anything like that. But Archangel Metatron, please help me. Please bend time right now so I can get there on time. Don't ask me how. You try it. Please. Please try it. Please contact me. You know, DM me at Ms. Megan Jean on Instagram. Or, you know, Ms. Megan Jean on Facebook or on my website. Please tell me. I want to know. I want you to try this and tell me what happens. So that is Metatron. And last one, number 9, I think, of my archangels that I work with every day, like everyday angels, Archangel Haniel. So if you are my, you know, empathic, my intuitive peeps, my heart-driven peeps. Haniel, she is, oh, by the way, Metatron, we're talking about more of a violet or a green energy. I forgot to mention that. But Haniel is pale blue, like the moon. She is associated with the moon. She is deep feminine energy. So when you need to bring in the feminine, you call on Archangel Haniel. But she is also the angel to go to when you need inner knowledge, inner answers. You need to go within. And she is the angel to call on to help you with your intuitive and your psychic development. because she helps you see the things that cannot be seen. So even so, you know, if you're like looking at something and going, there's something that's just not being shown to me here, and you need to use your intuition, your gut, your whatever to find the answer, or if you feel like things are being hidden from you, call in the energy of Archangel Haniel because she will help you. She will bring to light the things that are in the dark. So really good for psychics, really good for intuition, really good when you know you need to go within. Even great to get her help when you're going into meditation, when you're doing readings, when you are using tarot or oracle cards, things like that. Call in Archangel Haniel. As you can imagine, I work with her quite regularly because I need that help. And I need the enhancement of that kind of energy. So, if I've missed any of your favorites, I'm sorry. These are the ones that I definitely have in my brain on call a lot. There are many, many different archangels out there. As I said, check out my online shop at meganjean.com because, as well as many different intuitive, soulful tools and essential oils and all of those amazing things, I definitely have some stuff when it comes to angels. Please do reach out. Let me know if you have any questions. But hopefully there are some tips, some angels, some energy that you might be bringing into your day-to-day after today's episode. And I almost feel like I need to apologize that it's taken me this long to speak about angels. I mean, I don't know if you've gathered it, but I am quite passionate about angelic energy. And they are just a thought away from bringing in their powerful energy into anything that you're doing. You do not have to think the archangel shows up at those crucial, dire moments. They are here to help you with anything. And if you feel guilty about asking them to help you with your computer glitches, don't. Not only archangels, but your spiritual team, your guides, your gatekeepers, those that have been with you from the beginning, and those that are coming in now to help you with specific projects, they want to help us. But they only can if we ask. So what are you going to do, peeps? You're going to ask? You're going to ask a little bit more? Very good. Okay. Well, hopefully these energies are going to help you to, in fact, know, love, and accept yourself. Even more, they want to come in. They want you to live that heart-driven life. They want you to manifest all that you desire. And when you do know, love, and accept yourself, you are the one who benefits from embracing the magic that is you. So, who are you going to call? I'm Megan Jean, and from the bottom of my heart, I truly thank you for joining me on the Empath, Intuitive, Heart-Driven podcast. You can find me at www.meganjean.com, and I'm known as @MsMeganJean on all social media. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, review, share. It's going to help other people just like you find this beautiful, healing, energetic container. I look forward to speaking with you next time. Until then, embrace the magic that is you.